Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started. Hello, it's Aisha here from My English Matters. And today, we're going to be looking at some common collocation preposition mistakes that English learners make. But before we dive in, let's clarify what collocations and prepositions are. So, collocations are combinations of words that frequently occur together in natural language usage to create meaningful expressions. Examples of collocations include phrases like burst into tears and pay attention. Let's take the phrase pay attention. Now, when asking someone to focus on a specific thing, you wouldn't say show attention to this. These words just don't usually go together in this context. The correct phrase is pay attention to this. So it's not show attention, it's pay attention. This is what you call a collocation. Prepositions, on the other hand, are those small words that link nouns, pronouns and phrases to other words in a sentence, indicating location, time, direction, or relationships. They include words like in, for, to, at, and by, among many others. Now, you might wonder why understanding collocations and prepositions is so important. Well, think of them as the foundation of effective communication in English. Using the wrong preposition in a collocation can completely change the meaning of a sentence and lead to confusion. So, for example, saying interested to instead of interested in might convey a different message than intended. Similarly, using die of instead of die from might alter the cause of someone's death. Right, so now that we have a better understanding, let's explore some common collocation preposition mistakes that English language learners often make. Mistake number one, saying avoid to make mistakes instead of avoid making mistakes. Right, so when discussing avoidance, it's essential to use the gerund form after avoid. So a gerund is the ing form of a verb. So in this case, it's avoid making mistakes, not avoid to make mistakes. Here are some more examples of sentences that contain the word avoid followed by a gerund, which is the ing form of a verb. I avoid using public toilets. So that's correct. The following sentence is incorrect. I avoid to use public toilets. This is correct. I avoid going to the mall on Saturdays. This is incorrect. I avoid to go to the mall on Saturdays. This is correct. She avoids making mistakes in her work. This is incorrect. She avoids to make mistakes in her work. Common mistake number two, saying discuss about instead of discuss the. So when talking about a specific topic, we simply use discuss the. For instance, let's discuss the agenda is correct, while let's discuss about the agenda is incorrect. We discussed the upcoming project in the meeting this morning is correct. We discussed about the upcoming project in the meeting this morning is incorrect. Common mistake number three, saying emphasize on the instead of emphasize the. When giving importance to something, we use emphasize the and not emphasize on the. For example, she emphasized the need for punctuality is correct, while she emphasized on the need for punctuality is incorrect. I would like to emphasize the importance of effective communication in building strong relationships. Not, I would like to emphasize on the importance of effective communication in building strong relationships. Common mistake number four, at the end versus in the end. So the phrase at the end and in the end have different meanings and usage. We use at the end when referring to the conclusion of something or specifying a particular time or location. For example, we'll meet at the end of the street. The end of the street is a location. We'll meet at the end of the day to discuss the project. The end of the day is a particular time. So for both these sentences, we say at the end. In the end refers to the final result or outcome of a situation, typically after considering various factors or events. For example, despite all obstacles, they succeeded in the end. In the end, all his hard work paid off and he secured the promotion. Now, common mistake number five. Harmful to versus harmful for. Harmful to is the standard prepositional phrase used to describe something that has negative effects on something else. It indicates the direction or target of the harm, suggesting that the thing being described as harmful has an adverse impact on the health of the person or entity mentioned. So, smoking is harmful to your health is more commonly used than smoking is harmful for your health. While harmful for your health might still be understood, it's less likely commonly used and may sound less natural to native English speakers. Therefore, harmful to your health is preferred for clarity and fluency in communication. Common mistake number six, saying reason of instead of reason for. Using reason of instead of reason for is another common mistake made by English language learners. Reason for is the correct idiomatic phrase used to explain the cause, motive, or explanation behind a particular situation or action. It's widely used in English and sounds natural to native speakers. For example, we'd say, "What is the reason for your absence?" and not, "What is the reason of your absence?" We would say, "Can you explain the reason for your decision?" and not, "Can you explain the reason of your decision?" Common mistake number seven, getting good at and good in mixed up. So, good at is the correct phrase to use when describing proficiency or skill in performing a particular activity or task. For example, she's good at playing the piano is correct. She's good in playing the piano is incorrect. Good in is used to describe proficiency or suitability within a specific situation or context. For example, he's good in group projects means that he performs well or is well suited for working in a group setting. Here are some more examples of good in and good at used correctly. Sarah is good in fast-paced environments because she's good at multitasking. Here's another one. He's good in leadership roles because he's good at making decisions. Common mistake number eight, saying talking about XYZ when you mean to say speaking of XYZ. When we say talking about XYZ, we're usually discussing a topic in a general way. It means the topic has been mentioned or we're talking about it now. For example, I was talking about my favourite books when you walked in. On the other hand, the phrase speaking of XYZ is used when the topic we're about to mention is related to something we just talked about. For example, she mentioned her trip to Paris. Speaking of travel, I'm planning a trip to Turkey next month. Here's another example of the phrase speaking of used correctly. He brought up the topic of politics. Speaking of politics, have you been following the latest news? Common mistake number nine, saying need of instead of need for. Need for indicates that something is necessary or required in a particular situation. It emphasizes the necessity or importance of something. For example, there's a need for more affordable housing. So this sentence indicates the necessity or requirement of having more affordable housing options available. So it's there's a need for more affordable housing, not a need of more affordable housing. Here's another example. There's no need for further discussion. So it's not, there's no need of further discussion. It's, there's no need for further discussion. The phrase need of is less commonly used in modern English compared to need for. It indicates that something or someone lacks or requires something specific. It emphasizes the state of lacking or requiring assistance, support, or resources. For example, she's in need of financial assistance. So this line indicates that she lacks the financial resources necessary to meet her needs or obligations. So here are some more examples of sentences that contain the phrase in need of. He's in need of medical attention. Our organization is in need of volunteers for the upcoming event. Common mistake number 10, saying possibility to instead of possibility of. So the phrase possibility of is used to indicate the existence or presence of a potential or likelihood of something happening. It focuses on the probability or chance of an event occurring. The noun possibility is never followed by an infinitive. Remember that. For example, she acknowledged the possibility of being promoted if she continues to excel in her current role. So this sentence is correct. This following sentence is incorrect. She acknowledged the possibility to be promoted. Here's another example. Despite our reservations, there's a possibility of having a successful outcome if we proceed with caution. So this is correct. This following sentence is incorrect. Despite our reservations, there's a possibility to have a successful outcome if we proceed with caution. So it's possibility of, not possibility to. So there you have it. 10 common collocation preposition mistakes that English language learners often make. If you're interested in learning more with us, then make sure you become an email subscriber by going to myenglishmatters.com. You'll receive weekly lessons designed to enhance your language skills, exclusive special offers, and updates on new courses. Visit myenglishmatters.com now and subscribe. Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.